like how you nailed your conditioning test. Seems like you came back with a real fresh approach this year, just as far as everything.
I mean, every year gets harder and harder. The older you get, the more harder you have to work. I understand that, been around the game for so while. Just been knowing guys when I was young, and it was guys 9, 10 years, and explaining to me then. One day you're going to get old, and if you're still playing, there's certain things you have to do. I can't look at myself as a young guy anymore, doing the things some guys do now. So I take advantage of it. You know, every chance I get, you know, to work on something, I try to work on it. And I've always been a big believer in conditioning, you know, especially being a big guy. Being able to be well conditioned is huge. Take pride in that. So it wasn't a surprise for me, but, you know, 13 years, that's a pretty good career. And I don't plan on still slowing down anytime soon. So I know I have to work harder than other people, though.
When you're talking about your ability as an athlete, the other day when Weaver had y'all catching passes during drills, we asked the D lineman, who's the best? Without question, you. What is it about your you kind of like that, didn't you?
Yeah. I like to have fun. I mean, at the end of the day, this game, you know, it's meant to be fun, you know. And even though we get paid pretty well, but to win, you have to have a group of guys that love the game, that love the passion, that have the passion for the game, that love each other, treat each other like families. And I think sometimes we get away from the fact that it is a game. And the more fun you can have doing what you love, the better you'll be. And I think this team this year had the right mindset, you know, and starting OTAs and through camp, we attacked it head on, you know. Being in Houston in the heat is not fun. But when you look around and you see guys that's not complaining and you know, Bill throwing everything he could at us, and we respond, you know, that's the signs of a good football team. So right now it's just we got to board it down and put it on the field. You know, that's what it's going to be that's going to be the most important thing, is take it from the practice field to the game field.
JJ talked about how he thought about almost retiring from the game with all the off-season stuff he had to go through. Did you know that he was going through all that?
No. I mean, I think I found out when everybody else found out. It's tough to go through something, especially when you're away from something that you love. It's tough to mentally fight through it. The physical part, you know, you can get through anything with the physical part, because, you know, we play through pain and times like that. But mentally, it kind of, you know, wear you down. You know, when I was hurt, that was probably one of the biggest things for me. You know, being able to just sit down and do nothing, that's tough. So when something gets taken away from you that you love, you start questioning a lot of things. Is it worth it? How you going to come back? And how long is it going to take? What is going to be these next couple months? So, but I think he worked his tail off to get back, you know, and every day we happy to have him back. So, I mean, he's getting a little older himself, so he's not going to be the same as when he first stepped in. So it's things that he's going to have to do differently, and he understands that. So the more we can stay close-knit family in this locker room, the better we'll be, the better team we'll have. And I think right now we have a pretty good locker room, and I hope it stays that way.
You said many times you won't keep coming back unless it's fun. Also,
yeah.
If there's something to play for as a team, yeah. Where do you see that with this team?
I mean, we all, you know, we all have fun. I mean, this team is a hard-working team. The coach has put us through hell, and he's supposed to. I mean, you have to challenge your team, and I don't think you get challenged to the highest level like we do because of just, you know, acclimating we have to deal with the weather. Being out there in over 100 degree weather, and we full padded practicing, we 2 hours, 2.5 hours of getting after it at full speed. He challenged us, and not once did anyone say anything about why we're doing this or we shouldn't be doing that and we should be having a day off. You know, guys came to work, and that's the signs of a good football team. So if we can go through what he put us through, it's just one sign of, you know, we can be as good as we want to be. But it's got to show on Sundays. You know, everything we do in practice, we have to transfer it to the game. And this week, we're going to start with Chicago.
Are there any signs you see that have happened over the last couple of weeks that make you believe you guys can do what you did the last
time? Just everybody focused, everybody tuned in on their job, everybody holding each other accountable. You know, understanding the playbook in and out, understanding our opponents, just understanding what we have to do to win. And we have that. You know, we're on the right track right now. So it's all good and dandy until, you know, the bullets start flying on Sunday, and then, you know, you have to think and react, and it counts. It's no more preseason. It's not practice. It counts. So everything we do Sunday, we have to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can on practice days to get us right for Sundays. And I think right now we're pretty good. It's not perfect, but we have a couple more days to get it right where we want to get it and be ready to come out and play ball come Sunday.
How good can Jadeveon be if he stays healthy and he's out there?
We all saw it. So we all seen it in college. And he's worked his tail off this year. I mean, with all season and coming back in shape, I mean, he's playing, he's happy, he's smiling. That's what we want, you know. The more we can have that, the better this team will be. And it's not just him, it's all of us. I mean, health is going to play a big part of this team's success. I mean, that's always something to look into in the season. The more healthy your team will be, the better chances you have at the end. So we have to do everything we possibly can. And weight room is, you know, outside. It's in a treatment room, taking care of your bodies, understanding what it takes to be a professional. And right now it's so good, but it's at the start. So as long as we can keep everybody healthy, we have a chance.
What do you have to do to prepare for a quarterback like Jay Cutler? He can move around a lot, has a cannon for an arm.
Well, I tell you what, he can hurt you on the ground and in the air. He can make every throw. He's very competitive. He got guys around him that he can get the ball to. So we have our hands full with a quarterback like Jay. He wears passion on the sleeves, I tell you that, and he's a gunslinger. I mean, he's not afraid of much. He do a good job of getting the ball into his playmaker's hands. So we have to do a real good job defensively to try to, you know, hold up on that end. But it's just more than Jay we have to worry about. It's the whole Chicago team we have to focus on. But he's definitely the leader of that offense. So we got to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can and make sure he can sing.
What's your thoughts on UH football and kind of start
the
off?
Great season, great start, right?